Welcome back, beautiful souls. You're with myself, Cosmic Angel 555. This is for the new moon solar eclipse in Aries on the 8th of April 2024. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is a collective reading for a personal reading. Yusai Reiki session or attunements, galactic angelic Reiki, hypnotherapy, past life regression, sound therapy or spiritual counseling, head over to my website. Link will be below. Cosmic Angel 555 wixsite.com. And I do also have some of the amazing cosmic infused intention candles. They are 1111 plus postage and packaging. I have love, money, protection and banishing. And I also have the cosmic ritual oils for protection and the money drawing oil. We also have Cosmic's Full Moon Bath Bombs. You can check all of them out on Instagram, Cosmic Angel 555, and also on the website that will be getting updated. So also keep your eye out for the Lionsgate online retreat on the 11th of August and the Manifestation Sound Bath coming soon. So we are in the eclipse portals, guys. It's rough out there. We're coming into Aries season. Energies can be flared. Quantum jumps on our ascension, in our consciousness, on our perspectives and awareness. It's been a ride so far, and we just had that full moon lunar eclipse in Libra, and now we have a super moon in Aries. And we also have Mercury retrograde on the 1st of April to the 24th of April, guiding us to go inwards, introspection and self-reflection coming up. It messes up technology and communication, but again, it is drawing us to go inwards. Aries is a fire sign. It is a powerful warrior. It is the I am sign. It is a sign of creativity. It's a truth sign. It's no sugarcoating. It's a no bullshit sign. It says it like it is, and it doesn't beat around the bush. Can be a bit blunt for some people, but that's Aries power. It's unapologetic. Aries rules our root chakra, which is our fourth chakra, relating to our security, our stability, our foundation. This new moon is a powerful time to set intentions and manifest for the future. Aries is a sign of fresh starts, innovation, leadership and courage. So this new moon solar eclipse, I should say it's a total solar eclipse, will be illuminating these areas of our lives. And we also have Chiron, the wounded healer, active at this time. And this is bringing up old wounds, hurts, experiences to gain strength and power of going through them and healing our relationship with ourselves, exploring new opportunities and growth. So expect the unexpected during eclipse portals. A total solar eclipse can block an unhealthy situation, place or person out of your life, which will be a major blessing. And also be open to new opportunities appearing out of the blue. Stay strapped in for the ride. So, as ever, we do have some amazing guidance and messages ahead to help us navigate this craziness. Let's take a moment to shift our awareness, ground our cord into Mother Gaia. Also up into Venus and the cosmos. and tuning into our heart center, the amazing frequencies of love, light, and guidance that's available right now. I am going to play some root chakra frequencies. So we're going to get stuck right in, but before I forget, I did post another shamanic journey. This is calling back your power when we are using the medicine of the rattle, so be sure to check that out. So we are getting stuck right in to the reading. So one of our major energies that we are all working with as a collective for this super new moon in Aries is extremes. Learn how to handle crisis with calm and resilience. Seeking balance is superior to seeking extremes. There are better ways to handle conflict than rage and outrage. There may be someone who seeks to disrupt your business or life in some way. This too shall pass. Most of us have experienced extremes of weather, boiling hot days or freezing of snow and ice. You certainly know you are alive because the sensation can be so overwhelming or stressful on the body. The hot moon appeared in the hottest time of the year, where the days were longest and the rains less frequent. Similarly, we can experience extremes in life, death, job losses, relationship breakdowns, true fears, big conflicts, booms and busts, and yet this is life. Our situation can change quickly for the better or the worse. The hot moon challenges us to build our resilience and reserves of wisdom and calm for those times when things are at their extreme. It reminds us that developing grace under pressure is worth its weight in gold, and that even these extremes in time will pass. Okay, beautiful soul. So a couple of things coming up there while I was reading that out. First of all, we are in extremes right now because we are in eclipse portals. So seeking balance is coming up throughout this reading. It's also coming up as we get further into it, and in a few ways through some of the other cards. So seeking balance, trying to keep the calm when things are at their extremes, even though that may be hard with Aries. Emotions can tend to run high, but Aries doesn't hold on to old stories. It moves on fast enough, so that is a good energy to tap into. But as we are saying here, this eclipse portals that we're in right now, things can change quickly, and I think we need to step away from whether it's good or bad, whether it's better or worse. They are, again, human constructs, because this is a world of polarity and duality, and it is all coming from source energy. So it's all coming from the same energy, so whether we can just look at it like it is. So again, just finding the time to tap into that resilience and reserve of calm and wisdom for when things are at their extremes. Also, when it's saying there may be someone who seeks to disrupt your business or life, we need to realize that not everybody here on the airplane has a heart, basically. a lot of people are narcissistic in nature, and therefore they don't think the same way as especially empaths do. So protecting and shielding yourself, I have some amazing protection oil that helps and candles, also energetically shielding yourself will help. A mantra like "no evil shall prosper towards me." Our next card is an emotional healing card, working on the emotional body. I forgive and release the past to heal my life. Forgiveness is the internal process of unconditional acceptance, compassion, and release. When we understand that we have to accept all of life, its blessings and lessons, to fully walk our path, we release the need to hold on to the past. Forgiveness is the way to liberation and unconditional love and acceptance. What are you holding on to that is keeping you in the past? Is it a place, a situation, event, a memory, or a person? Is it something that has been happening within or outside of you? These questions are essential to contemplate if you are dedicated to healing your life and its layers. It is vital for the present moment and the future that you consciously let past experiences that haven't served you or even hurt you come to the surface so that you can observe them. This can bring back uncomfortable memories, but it is better to be consciously aware of them than to suppress them. When you do so, they cause imbalances, not only energetically, but also emotionally, physically, and mentally. Tap into your heart and that unconditional forgiveness to take a giant leap in your healing. Practice to release and forgive. This practice is an act of self-love. Use it as often and for as long as required. So number one is to sit in stillness in meditation and ask yourself, what am I holding on to and what needs forgiveness? How can I forgive myself and others? The second part is to journal on the things that are coming up right now. This is what you need to focus on healing. And then the third is to write down, I forgive, and continue with what you are forgiving and releasing right now. The symbols is the waning crescent moon, release, butterflies, and hope. So this is also coming up throughout the reading. We're releasing the past and not holding on to it any longer, as it can cause imbalances, like it was saying, energetically, emotionally, physically, and mentally. Forgiving doesn't mean forgetting. It just means that you're not willing to hold on to this in your energetic body or fields any longer. And it is a practice and an act of self-love. And again, as this was saying, and as I'm always saying, we heal in layers. It's like an onion with layers and layers. Our next card is a dragon, because I definitely felt like it was needed during this energy. We got the black dragon from Saturn. Brings you wisdom through spiritual discipline. Concentrate, focus on your ultimate vision. Congratulate yourself, you have passed a test. Fifth dimensional black dragons work directly with the masters of Kushi, the ascended aspect of Saturn. They help us to organize and apply ourselves to tasks, however small or large they may be. Black indicates a feminine energy of rest, peace, and calm, which enables the wisdom to come forward. It could not do so if there was too much masculine thrust. These dragons work with Archangel Gabriel, who radiates pure white light. He is in overall charge of the base center, where we hold fifth dimensional spiritual discipline. This is what enables all the fifth dimensional chakras to anchor. Archangel Gabriel's energy balances that of the black dragons of Saturn. These dragons also carry the pure violet flame of transmutation, which is held in Saturn, and use it to dissolve thoughts that are not focused on the ultimate vision. A black dragon from Saturn has appeared to you now, as it is time for you to address tasks with discipline and focus. Spiritual discipline is vital to ground the higher energies on your pathway. The black dragon will give you focus, concentration, determination, awareness, and the ability to plan and stick to a routine where necessary. Receiving this card is a true blessing, as it indicates that your feet are firmly planted on your ascension path and you do everything for the highest good of all. This dragon also brings you congratulations. Mercury. We were going so well. Congratulations from the angelic world, as you have passed a test you have been undergone. It is time to celebrate your success and step forward with discipline, as well as with joy and bliss. So, congratulations on passing another milestone and test on your ascension journey, tapping into the energy of the black dragon from Saturn to help concentrate, focus our ultimate vision, and help with that spiritual discipline. And our next card is the blue star. Follow the light of the blue star. It will lead you to the temple of truth residing within your soul. The blue star is your guiding light through the darkness and serves as a reminder to the blue flame of truth burning within your soul. To follow the blue star is to see beyond the illusions of the mind and walk firmly in the light of your deepest truth, connecting you to the oracle within you, the divine mystic, and the cosmic traveler of worlds within worlds. As you journey through life's many lessons and transcend patterns, your advancing soul naturally ascends with the rising and expansion of consciousness. You move closer to the guiding light of love within you. In this place of light, ascended masters, teachers dwell. As a collective union of divine love, they shine their loving light for all to see. Together, their light inspires hope, creativity, and love, and guides pilgrims of seekers of the truth on their journey back home amongst the stars. You are being guided, always star being. Already you have journeyed far within your own kingdom of light. Your courageous soul is being honored as the divine light within you continues to shine brighter each day. With the growing luminosity of your radiant light, you move closer to convergence and unity with your star family. Wow. Wow. Activating your star DNA. the chakra related to this is the throat and the third eye. And the exercise is to, during meditation, visualize the blue star shining its light down upon you. Breathe in the light and allow this loving energy to activate and guide you to the blue flame of truth within your soul. And the affirmation, I am being guided by the love of the blue star to the light of truth residing within my soul. So, wow, how powerful were them messages so far for us? I'm moving on to my fourth deck, Intuition Oracle by Cosmic Angel 555. We do have four aspects coming up here. We have beauty inside Anu, we have self-love, we have some shadow work coming in, and we have some clarity needing to come in, but it's hard right now with Mercury. So there's definitely some shadow work to be done around self-love, self-care, self-worth, and also with beauty, with that being inside Anu. What does it mean to you? Again, releasing the standards of the 3D matrix society, trying to put on of what beauty is, as we do come in all forms, all shapes, all sizes, and that's what's beautiful. I feel that we are all different and unique in the world. So really trying to share that, but there's definitely some shadow work coming up here during these eclipse portals around self-love, around beauty, around the divine feminine, the dark aspects, which are full of creative energy. And again, there's some clarity needing to come in or going to be coming in. I feel like the clarity is coming in, it's going to be illuminating. I'm putting a light on the shadows of what needs to be brought to the surface again, like the forgiveness card was saying. Okay, so we're moving on to the tarot. I did ask some questions as ever for this super moon. New moon in Aries, total solar eclipse, all of them names in one. First of all, is what is the overall energy that we're working with. So again, there is this speed coming in on our trajectory and quantum leaps on our journey. We're also tapping into an energy of determination, of confidence and willpower. Of that success, there is maybe some travel involved here, and there's definitely balancing and uniting the divine masculine and divine feminine energies to launch forward. There is also a need for introspection, self-reflection. Our psychic insights are really heightened, as is our dream state at this time. We are receiving messages and visions through that. Our intuition is really, really strong and on point. With this, it's bringing up feeling stuck. And this is, again, by our own limiting beliefs, by all stories, a need to let go, to lift the veil, see the truth, and move forward. So there is opportunity to let go. So this is either going to come up before confidence, the willpower, the pushing forward from the introspection, or else that's going to happen first, and then these old patterns will come up to be released. The next question that I asked is, what's no longer in alignment? And with that, it's definitely the balance of giving and receiving is out of balance right now. It's out of alignment. So there's a need to do some self-reflection in your life and see where is out of alignment with giving and receiving. So the next question I asked is how to manifest new opportunities and beginnings. And for that, it's really tapping into our heart center, tapping into our intuition and our emotional body, and knowing exactly what we want. This helps then with manifesting these new opportunities and these new beginnings. Inspiration to create whatever that may be, whether it's music, whether it's art, love, masterpiece of your life. There's a real need to tap into the emotional body for that. The next question that I asked was risks to take that may pay off. So for this, again, there's really tapping into, again, our intuition and knowing to follow the next steps. There's not the full picture being shown right now, but again, universe and higher self is guiding us to go with the breadcrumbs, go where our intuition, where our wildest imagination, and use that as a tool to manifest these risks that will pay off, manifest these new opportunities, manifest whatever it is you are bringing to the world. So again, knowing and being real with yourself, what choices you have, what you can manifest, but what is really in alignment and in with your soul mission and with your heart. The next question I asked is, what's not being seen or what's hidden at this time? And at this time, there is a lot of, there's some worry, maybe anxiety, not sleeping or resting properly, maybe some nightmares. There's a chance to find an opportunity through this, to focus on our safety and security and what is going well in our life. I also look at this as my energy vampire card, so there might be some energy vampires around you now that is sucking your energy. Again, going back to what's out of alignment with giving and receiving, if you're feeling drained after being with somebody, that's usually a sign, if it's not in a balance of giving and receiving. So yeah, there's a need to maybe protect the energy fields and cut off some energetic vampires. So the final question I have is a message from the universe. Okay, so first message from the universe is that there's going to be some painful endings, or there is already some painful endings coming up during these eclipse energies that we're in right now. This might feel like it's overwhelming, and might feel like you're being stabbed in the back, but universe is reminding us to find healing in this, to find hope and resilience. This might be, again, this blinding truth coming in of what's after being illuminated. It could come in fast and abrupt again. We don't know what the future holds. We're only in this present moment right now, and how we deal with it is what we have control over at the end of the day, because we don't have control over anything else really. So wherever this painful ending might be, it could be maybe in the form of a blocked dream, maybe a fractured partnership, maybe a change on a career path, a broken relationship. Whatever it may be, there's seeds of hope planted in its place. And again, this is like a dark night of the soul. This is shadow work. This is when we find our strength. We never find it when everything is going grand and it's light. It's when we're in the shit we find our strength. So with these endings and healings, it will be bringing up decisions for us to make. It will be bringing up crossroads. It will be bringing up options. And we're being guided to tap into our intuition, our inner vision, our higher self. This may then bring up again some more limiting beliefs and a need to direct our energy. Release any hot-headedness. There might be a feeling, an eagerness to start something. There might be some obstacles, but universe is guiding us to tap into our creative energy, our ideas, these inspirations, trying new things, giving ourselves permission to dream, to share our ideas with the universe. So the final card to wrap this up is, what is my body telling me right now? Our body speaks to us through physical pain or discomfort. Our body sends messages for us to look more deeply. See the trapped emotions, the lurking fears and beliefs that limit you. Listen to your physical body and you will be led to the source of your pain. It's time to get your healing on. Get the book Heal Your Body by Louise Hay and find the answers towards your body is guiding you. Wow, get your healing on, guys. Louise Hay's book is a great way to start, as is Yusai Reiki, especially level one. I will be back soon with some more guidance for the next full moon eclipse in Scorpio.